Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 102 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the topic, preserving your home. Preserving your home. And my anchor scripture by the grace of God is going to be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 17 verse 1. Proverbs 17 verse 1. And I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "Better a dry crust eaten in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict. Better a dry crust eaten in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict." So, what's the home? Well, it's obviously as defined by the Bible. The home, right? Typically includes the mom, the dad and their children. And the home is not some flimsy institution. The home matters to God. The home is a big priority to God. And one thing that many people do not realize is that when you see problems in the lives of parents, in the lives of children, or in a community, or in a country, a lot of it stems from the home. Many times, if the home is right, then most other things will be right in a country. That's just the truth. In a country that values the home, you notice that certain things go well for that country, right? Homes are very important. They are very critical in your success as a dad or as a mom or as a child. That is the truth. In fact, in terms of a person's priorities, God tells us that our first priority should be our relationship with Him. After that, your second priority should be your family. And then after that, you can then start bringing in your calling and whatnot. Even your work. Let's say you're a pastor. Your work as a pastor does not supersede your work in the home. I remember when myself and my wife were doing marital counseling, they told us that your home is your first ministry. And we see it many times in the Bible, where the Bible says that, you know, that if you cannot manage your own home well, then how can you expect to manage people of God, right? So you can be doing all this great work in the body of Christ, but then your home is in disarray. You have your priorities all mixed up. And one of the primary reasons why I want to make this podcast this morning is that many people don't realize this, but the big thing the devil loves to attack these days is the home. Because the devil knows that. That's the thing. Many people think the devil is foolish. No. The devil is actually extremely wise. The devil is actually extremely smart. He goes after things that he knows will cause the most damage. Like, for example, when a divorce happens in a home, do you think it's just the parents that it affects? No. It deals a mortal injury to the dad and to the mom. But you know who usually suffers a lot in that whole arrangement? It's the children. Because the children, just that unstable situation, it really throws a wrench in their lives. It really throws a wrench in their lives. And the thing is, it's something that sometimes can follow them for years, for decades. That pain, that trauma, that hurt. Right? Because, again, you think, oh, and don't get me wrong, there are other things the devil attacks, but really the devil likes the home because it is such a great way to destroy the lives of so many people all at once. And the primary destroyer that the enemy uses for people's homes is people not having the right priorities. People not having the right priorities. For example, you see some people, social media matters more to them than their own families. You check their whole day. Okay, let's say they were awake for 16 hours. In those 16 hours, they spend 15 minutes with their children. And then, you know, maybe they spend 15 minutes fellowshipping with God. And then let's say they go to work for like 10 hours. But then you see them 4 hours on social media. And then their children are wanting them, are longing for them. Their spouse wanting them, longing for them. But at the end of the day, they'd rather spend time on social media. The thing is, social media is not your home. The Bible says that where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. If your heart is with social media, well, that's where your treasure is, right? But all that time you're investing on social media, if you think about it, if you spend 4 hours a day on social media, you do it every day of the week, that's 28 hours. If you do it in a month, that's 112 hours. That's almost 3 full work weeks spent on social media. Imagine if you invested just 25% of that time on your family, on spending time with your wife, your children, how you think your family will be. Your family will be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful home. That's when we, the devil, destroys homes. Just makes people, again, focus on the wrong things. Or you see some people, their thing is a streaming service. You know, they'd rather spend time watching a streaming service than spend time sitting with their spouses and talking with them. Again, if any of these things apply to you, change your ways. Change your ways. I'm not coming here to say don't have fun. No, you should have fun. You should have rest. You should have relaxation. But be wise. Live a life of balance. Live a life of balance, right? Streaming services should not matter more than your own family. Your own family, again, as I've said, is your first ministry. You need to pay attention to your family. Another example of something that takes people away, right, is work. Again, divine is not trying to say here that you shouldn't work to provide for your family. But some people, they work so much, they want to have excess money. There's nothing wrong with that. But they work so hard, everything. But, oh, okay, I want my bank accounts to have so many thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of dollars. I would rather have that, right? And you see them, they work. But then their family suffers. In the morning, by 5 a.m., they're gone. They come back around like 10 p.m. Their kids are already in bed. Their spouse has been waiting for them all day, right? You do that 6 days a week. And then let's say the seventh day on Sunday, you just crash at home and sleep. Again, don't get me wrong. For some people, this is literally what they need to do to survive, right? But again, I can tell you that there are people that, oh, they're working so hard to afford this very expensive car. You know, let's say they bought a car that is worth like $100,000. And the payments on that car are just astronomical. Or they live in a part of town where they are paying astronomical amounts of money as rent. Or they bought a massive, mighty home in the choicest part of town. Again, there's nothing wrong with these things. But if you put yourself on a pedestal to where you have to work so much that your family becomes a secondary consideration, brethren, something has gone wrong in that planning or prioritization of yours, right? If money becomes, the Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. You can even look at the text we just read, right? That says better a dry crust eating in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict. It's better for you to have a home where, oh, you live in a studio apartment with your family. You drive a car that is humble, that maybe cost $15,000, that is used and runs well. It's better to have those circumstances than to have this massive home, multiple cars, have a boat and everything. But your children don't see you. Your spouse does not see you. You can't have any meaningful kind of conversation with your spouse because by the time you get home from work, you're already extremely tired. Because that's one thing I've noticed about the world we live in today. People emphasize work more than family. And I'm telling you, that is not how it is supposed to be. Work should not come. Let me tell you this. That place of work that you are so faithful to, let me tell you, the day something bad happens in the economy, they will lay you off without thinking twice about it. The day you die, here's what they're going to send to you. They're going to send their thoughts and their prayers. Right? I'm encouraging you. Like, look at the end of the day, like in many situations, you're just a cog in the machine. You're just there to make the organization make more profits. right? So I'll just encourage you. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with working. But again, balance these things. It's better to not have a massive, mighty home with multiple cars where your children can see you, right? If, again, what you have is a humble car, a humble home, that's dry crust. But if you have that dry crust, if you have that dry crust and your house has peace, there is love in your home, it is way better, right? Again, really, like, the big message I'll just say here is it's just all about priorities, right? Or you see people where they're having relationships outside of marriage, right? That's another way the devil destroys the home. That's another way the devil destroys the home. There's this thing outside of your home, this thing you've seen that, oh, I like this person more than I love my spouse, right? That's going to destroy your home because your house is not united anymore, right? Or you say like pornography. Pornography is a very dangerous, destructive thing, right? When you're spending time looking at these men or looking at these women, at the end of the day, the love in your heart for your spouse is going to be divided, right? So I'm just encouraging you, put your priorities straight. I'm telling you, like, I don't know, for some reason, the current society we live in just values work. Work, work, work. Like, work is such a big, massive priority. You know, parents are not willing to, like, let me stay home and take care of the children. And the thing you don't realize is when children are growing, those are very critical years of their lives. If you lose out on those years, you lose out on the disciplines you could have established, the discipline you could have established in those years, you're going to live a life of regret. And the devil understands. The devil knows that, one, you're going to lose out on the end. But two, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, so that when he grows up, he will not depart from it. So that training up the child is something that should happen before they grow up. What if while they're in their infancy, in their toddlerhood or early years of life, you're working, and they know, the kids know the nanny better than they know you, right? Then something has gone horribly wrong somewhere, right? Because you see, many people, they are willing to sacrifice their family for many things. Well, sacrifice their marriage. But their work, no. If they're supposed to show up at work at 6:30, they'll show up at 6 a.m. If they're supposed to leave work at 7 p.m., they will leave at 7:30. And then they will take some of that work home with them. Brethren, it's not supposed to be that way, right? You are showing what your priority is. Again, there are situations of life where people I know have to really, really work, right? Really, really work just to make ends meet. That's understandable. But I can promise you that there's a very large number of people that just did not arrange their life circumstances well to be able to support their families, right? They didn't arrange their circumstances well. Like, oh, they are buying $1,000 shoes, $2,000 shoes. And then they have to work really hard to keep up with the payments on all those things that they've acquired. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. So again, I know that today I'm just spending a lot of time giving examples, but this topic is something that I'm really passionate about, because it's very heartbreaking when you see homes fall apart just because the parents did not have the right priorities, right? They prioritize work more than their families. They prioritize some intruder like another woman, another man, pornography, over prioritizing their family. Or they prioritize the work of God over prioritizing their family, right? At the end of the day, your family is going to suffer. And the devil, I'm telling you, that just check many contentious social issues that exist right now. A lot of it can be traced back to the family, because the devil knows that that's one of the highest yield ways to ruin the lives and destinies of many. So I'm encouraging you today, if you're a man in your home, take charge over your home. Take charge over your home. God has placed you as the head of the home. If you're a woman, God has placed you as a helpmate for your husband, right? Take both of you, take charge over your home. Prioritize your home. I'm telling you, they are great. Some people think that do you know that there is this prevailing thought out there that, oh, if a person is a stay-at-home mom or dad or whatever, that, wow, it's such a terrible thing that these are my friends. Look at them achieving their lives, achieving their dreams in the world, blah, 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 blah. Look at me, I'm just staying at home. Let me tell you this. That staying at home you're doing, making sure that your children are well-raised and becoming good, responsible citizens in the kingdom of God and in society, is time that is not wasted. I'm telling you, when you get old, when those children grow older, they will be very, very grateful for those sacrifices that you made for them, right? Although, one thing I will say, many times as a man, remember your role is to provide for the home, right? Your role is to provide for the home. So maybe let me just clarify that. Don't say, oh, let me just stay at home and take care of my family. Let me stay at home and take care of my family. You spend the whole day, you're doing nothing. You're not providing for your family. Your family is homeless. Your family is on the street. No, the Bible clearly says, right, that a man that does not provide for his own household is worse than an infidel. Like literally, you're practicing infidelity when you do not provide for your home, right? So you need to balance that out. But again, many things in life are balance. Many things in life are balance. And as I conclude this podcast, you know, the one call I want to make is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, one of the best ways to order your home is to preserve your home is to first surrender your life to Jesus. Because when you surrender your life to Jesus, he will teach you how to order your home. You will see the principles and the values that matter to him from his word. And you want to practice those principles and values in your home. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. And I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I also pray for the people listening to this podcast. I pray for the grace to preserve their homes. In whatever way, Lord, that we've placed our priorities in the wrong order, that is messing up our homes, destroying our homes, please have mercy on us. Give us the grace, Lord, to prioritize our relationships with you first, and then our families. Give us the grace to build our home. Let there be unity in our homes. Let not intruders, whatever bad habit, you know, pornography, sexual immorality, adultery, that's messing up our homes. Lord, please have mercy and deliver us. Give us the grace to put first things first. Give us the grace to impact the lives of our children. And Father, please keep our marriages going. Yes, there are problems that could arise in marriage. There are issues that could arise in marriage. But marriage matters to you. Even your word says that you hate divorce. Give us the grace to do your will. Give us the grace to be long-suffering. Give us the grace to deal with each other in love. Give us the grace to fulfill our roles. For the fathers, help them to provide for their homes. For the mothers, help them to be in charge of the home and to be helpmates to their husbands. And Father, give us the grace to train and raise our children in your fear and admonition for the glory and honor of your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that have just listened to this podcast, those that have said the prayer of salvation, again, congratulations, you're a child of God. For those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you, you know, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is great. Really do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. You can even start in the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. And then find a Bible-believing church. Notice what I said. I didn't say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true undiluted word of God is preached. Again, we live in a time where people try to tweak the word of God to suit the times, you know? No. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? Don't go to a place that tries to tweak the word of God. They make certain inferences from the word of God that are not there, right? They're like, oh, society believes X, Y, Z. But this is what the Bible says. But you know what? So that we can keep the peace, let's rearrange the Bible. If you read the book of Revelations, there are some special curses for those people. You don't want to be in that place. Don't participate in that. Find a Bible-believing church. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many wonderful churches all over the world. Plug in with other believers. Fellowship with God. Fellowship with other believers. Read his word. Do what his word says. You can even listen to the podcasts on the five basic responsibilities of a believer. Those are the last six podcasts I made before this. So thank you for listening to me. Have a wonderful week ahead. Have a happy Sunday. And God bless you. Shalom. Thank you.